this is sort of the beginning of the romantic idea of the Western individual taking matters into his or her own hand.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you can see there are examples in Oriental stories of this kind of thing, but it did not become a social system. It has now become the ideal, at any rate, of love in the Western world.
Love from one's own experience.
You're right. It's a very mysterious thing, that electric thing that happens. And then the agony that can follow, which is that which the troubadours celebrate, you know, the agony of the love, the sickness that the doctors cannot cure, the wound that can be healed only by the weapon that delivered the wound.
Meaning?
Well, the wound is the wound of my passion and agony of love for this creature. And the only one who can heal me is the one who delivered the blow, you know?
So we often hurt most the person we love and heal the hurt by the love that hurt.
That's something like that. That's the paradox of the job.
What did you mean, Joe, when you said that the triumph of Tristan's view of love and vision of love, this beginning of romantic love in the West, was libido over credo?
Well, the credo, I believe. And I believe not only in the laws, but I believe that these laws were instituted by God, and there's no arguing with God. I mean, these laws are just a heavy weight on me, and disobeying those is sin, and it has to do with my eternal character.
And the libido?
Libido is the impulse to life.
Comes from where?
Comes from the heart.
And the heart is what?
The heart is the organ of opening up to somebody else. That's the human quality, as opposed to the animal qualities, which have to do with primarily with self-interest. Opening up to that which is other is the opening of the heart. And that's as the troubadours saw it. It is the opening of the heart.
I can certainly understand, though, why the church was threatened by this, because how can you have a church if everyone's libido is her own God?
Why not? Why can't the church handle that? If you can sanctify a marriage that has been arranged, why can't you sanctify a marriage where two people have joined each other?
So the courage to love became the courage to affirm against tradition. Whatever knowledge stands confirmed in one's own experience.
Yeah.
Why was that important in the evolution of the West?
Well, it was important in that it gives the West this accent, as I've been saying, on the individual. That he should have faith in his experience and not simply mouth terms that have come to him from other mouths. I think that's the great thing in the West. The validity of the individual's experience of what humanity is, what life is, what values are, against the monolithic system.